Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 22 November 2023, and welcome to tonight's program. Tonight's program, as I mentioned last night, is going to be a special broadcast. I really want everybody out there that truly loves the Lord and Savior and born-again Christian, and even those that aren't. They want to call in and share a blessing or ask a prayer request, too. That's perfectly fine. But if you want to share a blessing tonight about your life, what you've seen, what you've done, what God's done for you, I want tonight to be the night of Thanksgiving. Tomorrow being Thanksgiving, the only truly Christian holiday this country has. I started back in around 1621. It started because the pilgrims were blessed with a bountiful crop and they were spared, their lives were spared. I want you to call in tonight and share your testimony, okay? We're going to skip all the formalities, and y'all know what's on special this month. Y'all know what's going on. But I don't get into that. Of course, you know the office will be closed tomorrow, obviously. We're back with you again Monday night live, hopefully. But I want tonight to share praises with each other for our Father and the blessings He's given us. And folks, I can't tell you how important it is to glorify our Father in heaven. He dwells in the praise of His people. That's where He dwells. He dwells in the praise of His people. He wants us to uplift His name before the world and let them know that we serve a gracious, mighty, powerful, caring God in heaven. That by the grace of His grace and through the blood of His Son, the living Lamb of God, we have blessed hope beyond this world. I'm going to read a couple of scriptures to you, and I'm going to open phone lines up immediately. And I want you to call if you want to give a testimony and a praise report tonight. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. I don't have time. I wish I had all the time I needed to share with you just the blessings I've had in the church services I've been in and how God has blessed us with so many things in these church services and so many wonderful works that He's done in our services, healings and salvation and so much more that I've seen with my own eyes. But nonetheless, I'm going to start off reading a book out of Psalms. It's only six verses long. They don't want to get to the phone calls, I promise. You folks hang in there, I'll get right to you, I promise. So don't y'all go away. In Psalms 150, it says this. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmaments of His power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now one more verse I want to read to you in Psalms 100. Matter of fact, it's only five verses long. I'm going to read the whole thing to you. And folks, you keep calling in. We've got callers coming in. Just keep calling in. 844-769-2944. That tonight is a night to take time and tomorrow. Well, we should do it all the time, but these days are set aside just for that reason. Tonight, when you get in your bed, whether you sleep in a camper or in a big pillow, a down bed somewhere, and you've got more than enough, or you've got just enough, or maybe you're lacking a little bit that you think should be something that you're lacking, maybe a little bit of food, and God forbid that happen, but if your soul was saved, you can praise him for that. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and to his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Folks, when you go to prayer, remember this. You're entering into the presence of Almighty God. Through the blood of the Lamb, the curtain, the veil that separated the Holy of Holies from the outer court was ripped and torn down. Christ being our high priest, we can now enter the Holy of Holies anytime, anywhere, in the woods, sitting on a stump, the hospital, praying for a loved one, or in your bed at night talking to your Father. But enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise, and be thankful unto him and bless his name. That's how you enter into his presence. You don't enter in demanding, you enter in thanking him for all the blessings. And the blessings I can start counting now, I may get into some of them, but I may not. I want to hear yours. You already know most of mine. I share mine a lot. I am one of the most blessed men that ever lived. I truly am. I had parents that loved me, a brother and I still that love each other and get along. We fought some as growing up, but we still love each other. We are a small family as far as our immediate family goes. Not many Pauls left in our family at all, period, seriously. They're about all gone. And my wife's side of the family, we get along just fine also. I'm blessed. Tomorrow we're going to have dinner with my sister-in-law and the family. I call them outlaws, but of course they're in-laws and they're part of the family, and I love them all. I'm blessed tonight again. I just got through eating a delicious supper that my beautiful wife made for me. I'm so blessed. But I'm going to take a phone call now from Donna in Arizona. That's Gary's wife. Donna, come on in. Welcome, sweetheart. Come on in.
Pastor Butch.
Yes, ma'am.
What a blessing it is. What a blessing it is to be able to say our praise reports over the air so other people can hear them.
Amen.
I want to praise God for, first of all, I want to thank God for my husband. And he's just my joy. And my family, of course. And also for the ministry that you have that has blessed our lives through the years. And last Thursday, I was in such terrible pain. I have shingles, and the pain was just unbearable. And we called Pastor Butch, and he and Gary prayed over the phone for the pain to be gone. That's what they focused on, was the pain. And I'm telling you, within a couple of hours, it was completely gone. I was just elated.
Amen.
I just
Hallelujah.
Praise God for that.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, it was just, you know, God's hand was right there with us. His hand was upon me. I could feel it. I could sense it. And I could tell it.
Amen.
And so I just praise God for that.
You know, when we were praying, I could sense the Holy Spirit flowing so much. You know, one thing about our God, Donna, we're over 1,000 miles apart, but the Holy Spirit can be at both places at once. When I felt the Holy Spirit moving, you did too. And look what our Father did for us. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, indeed. Oh, yeah. I just rejoice.
Well, just for that, you owe me a chicken dinner now.
Okay. I'd love to be close enough to bring it to you.
Oh, I wish y'all were too. But I am so thrilled. Praise God in heaven. And thanks for calling, testifying to the fact that our Father healed you. He healed
yes,
you.
Yes, He did. Yes,
now,
he
I mean,
did.
We shouldn't take that lightly, should we? Because you were miserable. I know you were.
Oh, yeah, it was horrible. And the pain was horrific.
The pain is gone now, yeah. and you're feeling so much better. And I don't know what else to say. Except praise our Father in heaven. He's a miracle worker. And we know we don't deserve it except through the blood of Christ. But He's a miracle worker, and He did a miracle on you, didn't He?
That's what He did. That's what He did. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Anything else you want to say? You've shared whatever's on your heart tonight, sweetheart. Anything else you want to say?
No, that's about it. I just really wanted to let everybody know about that and just to thank God for my wonderful husband and family.
You know,
and for your program and ministry,
well,
because
you.
It has blessed us so much.
Well, praise God for that. I'm only a servant. But, you know, Gary called in the night before on Tuesday, and I told him, or Wednesday, I said, you have Donna call tomorrow and be prepared to be healed. The Lord told me to pray for you. That's why I did that. On the air, He said, I want you to pray for this lady. So I told Gary to have you call in and you be prepared to be healed. And He answered our prayer.
Praise God. Thank you,
Amen.
Lord.
Love you all, Donna.
Thank
I really
you.
Do. Tell Gary I love him a little
too.
Bit, too. Tell Gary I love him a little bit.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Well, what a sweet
Thank
call.
You.
Hallelujah. What a sweet call. Folks, that's a God we serve. That's a God we serve. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go to Eric in Pennsylvania. Eric, come on in. Welcome, my friend.
Well, actually, it's Art in Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. That's fine. We'll talk to you too, Art. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Hey, that certainly works for me.
Okay.
I want to take blessings in a different angle here. Scripture tells us when that Yahweh chastens those that He loves. And I want to look at chastening as being a blessing because it's showing that He loves us when He does it.
That's true.
It purifies us. And it makes us better people.
That's true.
Yes.
True.
So even when we're chastened and you know, it's painful, it's actually a blessing, kind of like in disguise.
Well, he's shown us that we're His children. He
yes.
chastens those that belong to Him. And that's a very good point. My dad and mom from time to time, especially mom from time to time, would have to take a switch to us, my brother and I. But she did it to teach us a lesson and help us live our life straight. That's a very good point. Very good point. Anything else, Art?
Well, in that letter I sent you, what I said about Deuteronomy 28, the blessings versus the curses.
Yes.
I should bring that up.
Well,
you've heard Butch mention Deuteronomy 28 many times. There's 68 verses in there. The first 14 deal with the blessings. That's only 14 verses. The next 54 deal with curses. That's almost four times the number of verses that deal with curses that deal with blessings. And you don't suppose that our Father in heaven is trying to tell us something? Like we're disobedient, He's going to, like Butch just said, we're going to be taken out to the woodshed.
Well, we know that He does that to try to correct us and chasten us. That's a blessing. I guess you say in disguise. It truly is. But it's our choice to choose what we want. And you know something, Art, I've been blessed more than I deserve. I want you to know that.
Oh, you too, huh?
Absolutely.
Yes, indeed.
Well, thank you for the call, Art. Thank you so much. I do appreciate it. Thank you so much. And thanks for being there for us.
Certainly. And I hope you and the listeners have a very blessed Thanksgiving tomorrow. May God bless.
Thank you so much. And, you know, in Psalm 68:19 says, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, let's go next. Who's next? Let's go to Dino, Wisconsin. Dino, come on in. Welcome.
Yeah, I've been calling in, Butch, for 15, 20 years. Hope I can have a couple of minutes here because, Butch, you know the word, the Plymouth Colony, the Pilgrims.
Oh, yes.
It's all been redefined, people. You know that, right, Butch? Nowadays it's called Turkey Day.
Uh-huh,
and get this,
uh-huh,
people,
uh-huh.
You've done your research, Mr. Irvin Butch Paul. They did not eat turkeys on the first Thanksgiving. No, they did not. Nope. Today, now, it's all become materialized and worldlyized. And here's a good word for you, Butch. In Psalm 145 to 140 to 150, there are 70 verses, and the word praise is mentioned 49 times.
Wow.
Do you know that, Butch?
I never counted them, no. But yes, okay.
And now here are the men, the pilgrims came here in 1620. It was 102 on the Mayflower.
Right.
And they left. They were being persecuted by the Catholic Church. They got here in November of 1620. Now get this, people. Almost half of them died on the way over on the Mayflower. Out of 106, about 49 died, but they took that chance by reading astronomy to get here. These men and women were brave, and thanks to the wicked Catholic Church people, and I'm sure we have Catholics listening out there, Butch, but this is the truth.
Well, yeah, and it wasn't. And I'll make one thing clear: it wasn't the lower echelon Catholics. It was for the Pope down that did these things, and that's what it is today.
Right,
yeah, that's what's going on today. Go ahead.
You are correct. Yeah, and the people that came over here, the main men were William Bradford, who only lived to be 67. William Bruce only lived to be 77. John Carver only lived to be 45. Another famous guy was Miles Standish. He came over here. He only lived to be 72. And but you heard of Oliver Cromwell and Edward Winslow, right?
Oh yes.
He died at 60 years old, and without the Indians' help, Indians were not bad. They never were. This guy lived to be only 42 years old for some reason. When they came over here, the Indians taught the pilgrims how to plant,
one named Squanto. Yep. Squanto was educated by white men in ships. He was a God-sent vessel to help the pilgrims. He really was.
Oh, just going to get to that. Good.
Yes.
Boy. He only lived to be 42 years old, but he died of a disease. This is unbelievable, Butch, what Hall's been redefined. Nope, they didn't have any turkeys back then.
Well, I think they may have turkey, but... I think they may have had turkey, but their main meal at the time, I think, was mostly venison and stuff, made some ducks. But nonetheless, these people took time out to thank God for a plentiful harvest the second year they were here and invited the Indians in. So the Native Americans were there with them, and they eat with them and party with them, so to speak, and had contests. Beautiful day. I hate to jump, but I'm getting calls coming here, Dino, but thanks for calling in, and thanks for being there for us all these years. Thank you.
Yeah, one more comment. The word pilgrimage means travel. The first winter, and without these people, 102 of them, someday we will see them all in heaven, people. You know this, Butch. Without these 102 people, we wouldn't have America founded by Amerigo Vespucci.
Right. Good call. That's right, Dino. And thanks for the call. Appreciate that. And folks, that when this was founded originally in 1600s, this was a theocracy. It's what it was. Like or lump it, I can't help it. It's truth. It's the truth. And it's just the way it was in history's time. And we can thank the original founders, the Pilgrim Puritans, for bringing forth this country and writing the Mayflower Compact, our first civil compact in this country, and written in God's name. But let's go next to Kelly, right here in West Virginia. Kelly, welcome.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call, Butch. I heard Donna's praise report.
Yes.
And I have a praise report also. We were getting to the point, first of all, we're going to start paying our electric. That's okay, because I'm getting my credit report, a copy of it, sent to me. And then I can call them and determine what my deposit will be. Another thing is, we have to wait for our EBT, which is the food stamp. And we don't get that much, but we usually buy meat with it. Well, today I went to the store. I got my Social Security today, and so went to the store, and instead of buying a turkey, I bought a whole chicken.
Okay.
But God provided the finances for us to get that. Also, with my insurance, it's with the they send you frozen dinners, okay? And we got home, and there were two boxes out there. And we were still working 2 weeks ago on the other box, and we got one box. This time, we got two boxes. So we had to start up our freezer because I didn't have room in the freezer to put them in it.
Isn't that just awful?
Yeah. I mean, we haven't turned that freezer on for quite a while because we didn't have anything to put into it yet. Well, now we do.
Well, when you crawl in bed tonight, you've had a good supper and a warm place to stay and a warm place to sleep, Kelly.
Absolutely.
We have a lot to thank for. And the sermon God blessed us with last week, your Bible study, Overcoming the Fear of Death, that's another blessing, is it not?
Absolutely. And another thing is we did our broadcast today. Because the library is going to be closed, we had to go to Elkins to get on the Wi-Fi to send the program to Kevin. Okay? But what we did it this morning, and the articles I read were Why the Mayflower Compact Still Matters.
Uh-huh.
And The Lesser-Known History of Thanksgiving in America. Now, I read both of those articles. And the topic of our broadcast was, are you thankful?
Amen.
Or are you being thankful, excuse me.
Amen.
So, we don't have to be thankful on Thanksgiving. We need to be thankful every single day.
Amen. Well, the disciples sang praise to God in prison. So what do we have to complain about?
And then we stopped into Lincare to get Joe's supplies. We got another oxygen concentrator, and this one is very quiet.
Okay.
Got some tanks. Got the replenishment because they wouldn't be doing the delivery until next week. So
Amen.
We went in and got the supplies from them today.
Okay. Sound like God's blessing you all a lot, Kelly. I want y'all to have a great Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely. And there's one more thing I have to say.
Uh-huh.
Is when Joe got his dentures, they told him that the insurance would cover 100% of the dentures.
Mm-hmm.
We just got a bill, and we're gonna challenge it, and we're gonna find out what's going on, because it's over $1,000.
Oh wow!
Okay. There's something wrong with that. We're gonna have to figure that out, but it could be an error on their part. We don't know.
Of course. Well, all right. You know, well, thank you so much, you know, Kelly, for sharing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much.
And you have a blessed Thanksgiving tomorrow.
All right. I'll talk to y'all soon.
All righty.
Okay. Bye-bye. Kelly and Joe come to our little fellowship here, watching online on Rumble. You can see them on there. Kelly doesn't say much. Joe says a few words from time to time, but they've been with us for now quite several years. All right, let's go to Indiana. Let's talk to Kathy. Kathy, welcome, folks. Phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. Now's your chance to call and praise our Father. I don't care if you're living, like I said, in a camper or in a cave somewhere. If God saved your soul, you got to be thankful for it. Come on, Kathy, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, they should challenge that $1,000 bill.
Oh, yes.
That's just wrong, and people need to take up for themselves when they are being lied to and stolen from. But I want to thank the Lord out loud tonight very much, always, that He gives all of us a free will to choose.
Amen.
We can choose anything and everything, and of course, any emotions are just a result of what we choose to think on. So we can always choose to dwell on what all's wrong, sad, miserable, awful, scary. Or we can choose to look to our Lord and trust Him in all things at all times. It is a choice. And He's the one we run to. He's the rock of our salvation. He is holy and mighty and precious, and He loves us so much. And we get to choose whether to love Him back or not. And He, our Savior, Jesus, our Savior, the Holy Son of God, the King of Kings, Lamb of Lambs, Lord of Lords, He is righteous and holy at all times.
Amen.
And His love for us is there, and we have the choice that He has given us to stay with Him and draw near to Him. If we draw near to Him, He draws near to us. It's very simple. We are to resist the lies of the devil, and we are to dwell on our Lord. And that's when He draws near to us. We can simply open His Word. We can simply talk to Him. We can put our hands in the air and praise Him.
Amen. Do you want to hang on through the break, or are you finished? What do you want to do?
I'm not finished.
All right, hang on through the break. Okay, Kathy, hang on through the break. Hang on through the break. Let's break the break. We'll get to Jake and all of you. 844-769-2944. Hallelujah. Praise our Father in heaven tonight, folks. He's worthy of all praise. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nevada Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nevada a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. with organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing.
Folks, I'm enjoying tonight's program more than I can say. I don't get to do it very often, but I thank God that He's blessed us so much, and we have people like you out there calling in right now. Let's go back to finish with Kathy. Kathy, go and finish your thoughts, sweetheart.
Okay, so our beloved Savior, Jesus Christ, living Word, living Son of God, our beloved Master, He said to us in His living Word, "For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven, our Holy Father in heaven, the only Holy Father there is, the same is my brother and sister and mother." And I thank Him for that and His Word. He's Amen. Given us everything. And that's Matthew 12:50. And I thank him for giving us fellowship with each other, that we're able to have a program that, like Call to Decision, and so much thanks to Todd Waite, who yes. has allowed it to be so that people can even listen to it on the phone. I just thank the Lord Jesus Christ so much for that fellowship that He gives us. And it's fellowship locally. It's fellowship around the country and also around the world. And I thank Him for the unity in spirit among those of us who love Him so much. Amen. So I shall let someone else have some say now. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Kathy. Thanks for the call. Sweet phone call. Sweet okay. lady. Thank you so much. All right, let's go to Jake Bye-bye. In Nebraska. Jake, are you there? Come right on in.
We've been given a great land here in this country, and for a long time we've had a good government, but we haven't been thankful to the one we should have been thankful to. And yeah. So that's why it's slipping away from us. But I wanted to make a comment about an earlier caller said that a lot of people died on the Mayflower, but the only one person died on the trip over here across the ocean. But then after that first winter, they didn't have enough food, so
yes,
about half of them starved to death then. But that's all I have to say. Thank you. Bye.
Well, thank you for calling, Jake. Thank you. And I think you're right. I think it was maybe Bradford's wife that died on the ship coming over. I'm not sure. I think that's right. I might be wrong, but I think that's right. But either way, I mean, our nation was founded by strong men and women who love Jesus Christ and willing to die for his cause, to put their lives on the line, so to speak, and brought forth the greatest nation in the history of the world up to this point. And we lost it, folks, because of our apathy. But nonetheless, tonight's a night to praise him and thank him for the hope they gave us and for the things he's done for us all of our lives. I'll share this and I'll go to the next caller. But this has been when Marsh and I had first gotten married. We actually got by on $10 a week for groceries or less. I'm serious. I think it was $10 a week was our goal, to put back 10 bucks a week to get by to buy groceries. And you could pretty much do it back then. Believe it or not, you could. You buy 12 loaves of bread for a dollar. So, yeah, 12 lunch cakes for a dollar. So, but, yeah, but we only had $5 in that store at night. And we just probably go walk out the door because we couldn't afford to buy enough to eat on. And my mom walked through the same, into the store. It was a place called Hicks Grocery Store. Walked in the store and gave us 15, I think, $15. We had double what we had from the week before. She said, "This is for y'all." And we went in shopping and praising God for that. Marsh and I went through some hard times financially. And I don't mean this to hope this doesn't kind of done for anybody, but I hope everybody that gets married, and I hope you get married, I hope you just don't shack up somewhere. I hope you get married. Enjoy the relationship in Christ. But I hope you'll have some tough times so you really learn to appreciate the good times. And I mean that. Let's go next to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in.
Hey, Butch.
Yes, sir.
Now, talking about that, how about John Ross' wife and children of my family, friendly? They died on the Mayflower, am I right?
I know that somebody's wife did, but I can't remember who.
See, John Ross, the one they don't know, Mary, Makosha, I mean, what you call Pocahontas.
Okay, well, yeah, she didn't come over to Mayflower, though.
Uh-huh.
Then, that was a different settlement.
Now, here's what's really funny. When they went to Scotland, C.K. James, they came back. She died from something. Because I keep getting the film that the Jesuits got to her and showed her, on that ship.
That could be. But let's keep the nice mind on praising God for the miracles he brought us out, brought through that. He preserved this country, Mick, against all odds for so long. Right on through the Revolutionary War, he preserved this country. We've been so blessed. We really have. And, Mick, I appreciate you being out there for so long for us. Thank you. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit. But, we've been so blessed.
America, New Jerusalem.
Yeah. They said to come up here to set up a republic like Israel had. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, they fulfilled that. What is it? 2 Samuel chapter 7.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and we got by without a king, just like Israel did, until we said, "Give us a king." And look what we got out of it now.
See, they tried to make George Washington be king, but he did not want it. He said, "I'll be president till he comes back."
Yep. That's what he said. That's right. Mick, you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I mean that. Lord willing, I'll talk to you next week.
Sure enough, then.
Okay, buddy. Thanks for the call. All right, let's go to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in.
Hi, Butch. This is what I got to say is a little bit different. But first of all, I thank you for praying with my wife and for my wife. And I thank you so very much. And, I was just sitting here thinking as these people were calling in, person after person, because we all know each other, but just by voice and by name. And I just thought, when we all do cross over to the divide and go into eternity, you know, that we will all actually meet each other face to face along Amen. With the Lord. And that would be wonderful. Now, I want to refresh your mind about something that happened a few years back. A few years back, I sent you a picture of myself, and you told me that when you opened it and pulled it out of the envelope, every roach in your house left.
Yeah, and mice, too. But anyway, yeah.
And mice, too, yeah. Well, and now, having said that, I just want everybody to know that I sent you a bill for $32.50 for running the rodents out of your house, and you never did pay me for that, you know?
Well, that's cheaper than Terminex, but go ahead.
I had a hard time forgiving you for that all those years, but since everything wonderful happened to my wife since we talked together again, I'm just going to just cross it off my checklist there, okay? Anyways, so I just thought I'd lighten it up a little bit there. And a blessing each and every one of you there that has called in. Like I said, we are a family. You know,
yes,
I've been in this
are.
Family for a
yes,
long, long time, about 20 years. People's come and gone. But, you know, the wonderful people that call in, I've learned so much from each and every one of you. So that's a blessing. That's my Thanksgiving praise that I've known all of you. God bless you all, and you all have a very blessed day.
Thank you, Gary. Thanks for the call. What a sweet call. And, you know, we are a family. We are, all of us. We may disagree on some things, but we're still a family. I mean, well, I praise God for that. The love of Christ overcomes divisions that are not, we'll say, salvation related. I mean, that's marvelous. Phone lines open, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Got about 25 minutes left, and the phone line should be keeping full because everybody out there surely has something to be thankful for. Everyone should be out there calling right now to listen to this program. I don't care where you're from. First time caller or not, you should be calling in and thanking God for your blessings that he's given us. I don't care whether it's blessings are being made well if you were sick, being made whole mentally or spiritually. I don't care what it's been. Tonight should be a program where this line stays hot all night long. 844-769-2944. I mean, tomorrow being the day that we should, when you're out with your family, take time to enjoy your family, because this time next year, there's a good chance one of them won't be there. And I know that sounds morbid, but it's true. Think about the things and the blessings and share them. Give somebody a hug today. Let them know you care. You know, people may think we're really strange because we actually hug each other. And I don't mind giving a lady a kiss on the cheek and a husband a hug around the neck. I don't mind doing those things because it's godly. It is. And I can tell you that the blessings that he's blessed me with, if I share my love with others, they give it back to me. That in itself is a blessing that I can't measure. 844-769-2944, and the lines are quiet. Okay, we got one. Let's go talk to our sister Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Hi, Pastor.
Come
God
on in here. I wonder where
tonight.
You were.
And tomorrow.
So you go right ahead. Tell us what's on your mind.
All right. How about Mayflower families? How about me being one?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I am a child of the Mayflower, yes, way down a few generations ago. But their accomplishments are not my accomplishments. We all have to remember there were the ones in England that were in jail.
Yes.
And they had to have outside people influence the king to let them get a ship so they could leave, and they took the others with them.
That's true.
Yeah, filled the ship with the other people. And that's how that came about. Yeah, there were several of them in jail for their religious beliefs.
Well, you know, we should be thankful again over and over how God has blessed all of us, and to give him thanks for the nation that we once had. And we give him thanks still that we have a place to sleep tonight, and we're still blessed enough we have food on the table. That is more than a lot of people say around the world. We're blessed.
They knew God so well that they were willing to go to prison.
Yes.
For him.
Yep.
And that's how we all should be. We should never, ever do anything that he would dislike.
I agree.
Of course, that's not easy.
Well, His grace is sufficient. We do have our moments, and we all have pity parties. But let's praise Him tonight because His grace is sufficient. It's like manna from heaven. It's enough to get us through every day. We can't store up for tomorrow, but He has enough to get through today,
don't we? That's exactly what I wanted to say. Is if it wasn't for His grace, you know, none of us would be going. There wouldn't be one of us going. Yeah.
Dan, I want to tell you that you've been a blessing to the ministry yourself. You've been a blessing to us in this ministry for a long time, and I want to tell you we appreciate you.
Well, I'm mobile again, Pastor. My car, I have a working automobile.
All right.
For that. And I will be sending you a donation. I will.
Thank you. But we do appreciate you. I may give you a hard time, but you're my sister, so I can do that.
Yeah. And guys, get Pastor's deal he's got going on his books. That's a super buy.
Oh, you got
it,
didn't
super
you? Good you
buy.
Got it. You got it. Yeah,
yes,
okay.
Yes, I did.
Was it worth the money? Was it worth the money?
Oh yeah, definitely, absolutely, definitely. You know, if everything goes off tomorrow, if they decide to hit us, and we're left with just candles, I have my Bible and I have some good reading material.
All right. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you, Jan, so much. Anything else you want to say?
You're welcome. We love y'all, and God bless everyone. And just remember, we praise Him. Because He gives us such great blessings, and because He is who He is.
Amen.
He is our Father. He is our Father.
Born again and to be a child of God. Thank you, Jan.
Yes, sir. All right, tell Marcia Jean, hey, and tell everybody else out there, God love us all.
All right, I'll talk to you next week. Have a good Thanksgiving, sweetheart. Bye-bye. Folks, 844-769-2944. And I know you're out there listening tonight, and I would love to hear from you. If you're a new caller, don't be embarrassed. I promise I won't embarrass you. I just want to talk to you. This may sound as corny can be, but I love you. I never even met you. Maybe I spoke to you before, but I love you. Your soul's important. Your soul's more important than the whole world. And Christ died for your salvation, just like He did me. And I want to hear from you. Whether you're born again or whether you're not, I want you to call and talk to us because I want to hear from you. We all have something to be thankful for. We do. I mean, if the disciples can sing praises to God while they're in stocks in prison and being whipped, literally whipped, surely we can praise Him for something He's done for us. So the line's open, 844-769-2944, and it's being quiet. And I don't want to fill up the next 10 minutes all by myself. I want to hear from you all. I don't want to hog the airtime, folks. I'm only a servant just like you, so don't ever think that what you have to say is not important to all of us. It is. I may be the host of the program, but that doesn't mean that you are. I'm part of the family. And that, I want you to feel free to share what's on your mind tonight. If this were your last chance to call and give your God praise, to say a word about Him before the people, we're speaking to people all over the world, not all at one time. Some people listen to this broadcast all over the West Coast on the weekends. Some of them listen around the world different times. But you're speaking to thousands of people. If this were your last chance to give praise to your Father in heaven, what would you pass it up? Would you not be willing to say something for His glory? And I don't want to beg you to come in and call in and praise God. I shouldn't have to do that. That should be as natural as breathing. If you're born again and you've been blessed, sharing the blessing should be just as natural as breathing, folks. And don't be nervous talking on the radio. You're talking to family. We all love you. That's why we're here. That's why we're here, literally. This March, we'll make 31 years on radio. Not too many talk shows can say that. I'm not bragging on myself, folks. I really not. I'm not. It's all the glory of God. But because people care, we've been here that long. Let's talk to Tim. Tim, where are you calling from?
Charleston.
Oh, West Virginia?
Charleston, West Virginia.
All right. Welcome, sir. Come on in.
Yes, sir. I want to give a praise report. Thank the Lord that 11 months ago, I was stricken with a stroke. And I spent 100 days in the recovery and all. I couldn't talk. I couldn't do nothing. But I come home on a walker. And thank God he saved my mind. And I hobble around a little bit right now, but I'm almost there, Butch. I'll be beating up that piano before too long.
Hey, man. Hey, man. That's
praise
a powerful
the
testimony.
Lord. I want to publicly praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's such a precious testimony, Tim. And how long have you been listening to the program?
Butch, I've been with you since way back in the day of Dick Francis, Jeff Baker, John Weaver.
Oh,
I've been up there to you, 30 years?
Yeah, 30 years, yeah.
Mid-late 90s. Faithful listener all this time. I was born again years ago in a supermarket, Foodland, in front of Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben and Martha White. I had a bunch of witnesses.
Hallelujah. That is beautiful.
Yes, sir.
I like it. Well, one of these times we're going to get together and get a cup of coffee together. You're not that far away from me, so we'll get together and get a cup of coffee.
Sure thing, but I know where you're at.
And I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll let you buy it. How's that?
Hey, that'd be a pleasure.
Well, God bless you for calling, Tim. Thank you, and have a great Thanksgiving.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. I tell you what, I'm so blessed. I'm spoiled rotten because of y'all. I want you to know that. Let's talk to Daryl in PA. Our brother Daryl, come on in.
Hey, Pastor Butch, and I'm so thankful to the Lord for his word. I just get so blessed from all of his word, and we're to live by every word of God, and we're put on here on earth to exalt him and to praise him. And so I just his word, the Psalms, but all of it, the Old Testament, the New Testament, there's not a bit of his word that won't bless us if we ask him. Just as when we pray over our food and ask his blessings on the physical food we eat, we should always praise him for his spiritual food.
Amen.
That we eat. And I praise and thank him for the mighty men of and women of valor that he's raised up ahead of us and given us as examples. And we can read about many of them in his word. And
Amen.
So I just praise him for his word, and I praise him that despite the stroke that keeps me from hardly moving, I can still move, and I have not fallen and seriously broken any bones or anything. So I just praise the Lord for his kindness, his mercy, and also for his patience with people like me that's so impatient. And he has patience with us, with our sins and that. So I praise and thank him for Called Decision Ministries and for the wonderful example that you and Phil Hudock and his wife Lynn and your wife Marcia Jean, the good examples that you set for us. So God bless you and thank you for being there, Pastor Butch.
Oh, thank you, Daryl. You've been part of this family for a lot of years now. You hang in there, okay?
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Have a great Thanksgiving, brother. Good night. I tell you, Daryl's been with us a long time, too. I'm amazed. I'm so amazed and honored and humbled at that. Let's talk to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in.
Thank you, Butch, for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I was just thinking, and I'm very thankful for this, a man named Robert Merritt who came to Christ through your ministry.
Right.
And it's people like him that really encourage me. It's people like Robert Merritt, and there's a few other people who've come to Christ through your ministry that have a testimony that will not give up. What I mean by that is their testimony is so powerful that either you'll love them or you'll hate them. but they spoke the truth. How many people,
yes,
you know, realize that the greatest blessing in the world is to see somebody else come to Christ?
Amen. I mean, yeah, that next year being born again, that's the next greatest blessing, see somebody else come to Christ. It really is. Really is.
It is.
Yes.
I find great pleasure in seeing somebody come to Christ. It's just like seeing a pregnant woman. I rejoice for the gift of life. And
Amen.
To me, that's a blessing. How many
huge
little things
blessing
in life you know, how many things in life is so little that we have a hard time being thankful for? Like the water we drink.
I know.
The clothing we wear, the food on the table, the shelter that we live in, and it may be a shack with mold in it and leaky roof, cold and drafty, but can we be thankful still for that?
Absolutely should be.
You're right.
We should be.
You know, absolutely. For the things that, it's like Romans chapter 8, verse 28, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
It says, for even when bad things happen, be thankful to the Lord.
Amen. They're all because for our good, he says.
Because he's making the good things happen.
Amen. Absolutely.
And we forget so much about those little things. So I am thankful that even though I had pneumonia 3 times already, got my lungs really trashed out with other problems too, that I'm still here today, and I'm believing, I'm already thankful that God's going to heal my lungs.
Amen.
Without man's medicine or surgery.
Folks, you all remember that prayer, Joe's lungs. Remember Joe's, remember that prayer tonight, prayer warriors.
Yeah, because, you know, this pneumonia really done a lot of damage.
Yeah.
This is the third time around.
The more you have it, the worse it gets. The more you have it, the worse it gets. The more you have it, the worse it gets.
Yeah, that's the sad thing, because this is the third time around. And the last doctor I had in the hospital, he kept asking me about mold. I guess apparently they tested for black mold and they found it. So, but I'm trusting God for a miracle for healing.
Amen. We'll definitely pray that with you. We'll pray that with you. Next time we get in the Bible, say, ask me if your mommy will anoint you and pray for you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Well, you remind me that, okay?
Oh, I have to. Okay. I mean, you know, or tie a finger, a string on your finger.
Okay, you remind me that. The tie a string around Kelly's neck so she won't forget it.
Oh, well, I think she might think that's a noose.
Yeah,
it might be a red tie, but
oh gosh!
No, she's the one that threatens me to wear a red tie because it may drip red.
Well, thank you, Joe, for being there, and I'll see y'all soon. And have a great Thanksgiving, okay?
You too. Take care, and God
bless.
Right.
All right, God bless, folks. I tell you what, this has been a great program. About out of time. I got about a minute or so left, but I praise God every day for folks like y'all. I wish we could have had time for hundreds to call, but. You know, I don't know. People are, I guess, kind of shy. But, folks, I mean to tell you, don't ever be shy to praise God. Don't ever be a shy, because that means maybe a little bit ashamed. Not that you're ashamed of him necessarily. But if you're shy, I think you might embarrass yourself. Which is more important, the praise to our Father or worrying about embarrass yourself? Don't you think he's worthy of that? Folks, we love you. By the grace of God, I'll see you Monday. Mail this program at 4 o'clock and I'll on this program at 8 o'clock Monday night. Y'all have a great and wonderful Thanksgiving. We'll pray for y'all. You pray for us too. Good night.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.